for tuning in to the Illuminations podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. I'm your host, Nia, back with you with another episode. And today our topic is all about how to deal with burnout as an entrepreneur. And to talk to us about this brilliant topic, in my opinion, I have a very special guest with me. His name is Duren. And he is a serial entrepreneur, author, endurance athlete, and transformation architect. He began his professional journey as a consultant in the Silicon Valley, where he worked for several Fortune 500 companies and startups before embarking on his entrepreneurial journey, where he founded and exited multiple ventures. A brilliant person to have this conversation with. And I don't think there's anyone else I could have come up with apart from you. So thank you so much, Duren.
You're very kind. Thank you for your words, Nia.
Thank you for being here. And I cannot wait to have this conversation. So before we start, I just want to shed some light on what exactly is burnout. So it's all about constantly feeling swamped as a result of excessive prolonged emotional and physical stress. So the kind of drained out feeling that a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of people feel these days because of their work and their lives and so on. So what is your take on burnout as an entrepreneur and how, let's just start with that.
I think the word burnout is a word that has been misused.
In what way?
So we use stress and burnout synonymously. But when you think about burnout, or when you think about stress, let's unpack stress to start with, right? So stress is when an entrepreneur or a human being is going through too much. There's too much work. There are too many distractions. There's too much in terms of commitments. There's just so many different things coming at them.
Yeah.
Right? So there's a state of overwhelm. Mm-hmm. That's stress. Burnout, on the other hand, is exactly the opposite. It's not when there's too much, it's when there's too little. When there's not enough motivation, when there's not enough meaning, when there's not enough enough energy, both physical, emotional, mental. Right. So it's the lack of that causes burnout.
Interesting. That's so fascinating. I've never heard that take before, but it completely makes sense. So tell us a little bit about your journey and your relationship with burnout, let's say.
Okay, so before we jump into that, I want to just unpack that further. So in terms of burnout, what happens is when there's a lack of motivation mm-hmm. or energy, what happens is all the things that we start doing or the things that we're engaged in, be it our career, our chase for money, our chase for growth and development, everything that we, you know, all these things that we do, what happens is people strive for things not because of the things themselves, but because of what those things will bring them. So be it career development, be it status, be it social acceptance. Mm. So what happens is when there's not enough motivation or meaning, right, that's when we experience burnout. So tying this to the Great Resignation, which is something that has been sweeping the globe, right? After the pandemic, there's been an explosion of number of people that are resigning from the workforce. And what happened during the pandemic is everyone came out of it thinking, or, you know, in the middle of it, couldn't help but think, like, is there more to life? Is this it? Like, what is life all about?
What? Yeah.
And that search for meaning, as Viktor Frankl said, right? The search for meaning, when we're searching for meaning and we can't find it, that's when we start questioning everything that's happening around us.
So in a way, the very fact that you're feeling burnt out is actually a good thing if you look at it.
It's an awakening.
It's an awakening.
Absolutely. So when I think back to my burnout, going to your question, you know, anyone from the outside looking in would say, he's successful.
Yeah.
I checked all the boxes.
Exactly.
Right? I had the luxury watches, the sports cars, the house on the golf course, you name it, right? But inside, I was at war with myself. I was disintegrating. I was in this vicious spiral because everything that I was after, I was going after, wasn't bringing me meaning. It wasn't giving me fulfillment. It wasn't giving me satisfaction up to a certain degree. And so that's when I realized that there's got to be something more to it than this. And that's when my journey began.
There's more to life than this.
There's got to be more to life than this.
So then what did you do? How did you, because I feel like the biggest, because I was actually having a conversation with a friend about this last night. It's how do you let go of that security and stability? Because that's scary, because it's innate human nature to feel secure and have our security needs met. And having all that money, having that must have been a security for you. So how do you then resign or move out from that when you feel burnt out?
So it's not about resigning. It's about balancing. It's about, you know, asking yourself, well, what is the purpose of what I'm going for? Hmm. What is the purpose? And really getting to the essence, the root of your why. You know, Simon Sinek talks about start with why, right? And I think that's such a powerful question, right? Why do you exist? Like, what is your purpose? And once we identify what our purpose is, our why, everything then just flows. We get into a state of flow where things just start happening naturally. And there's less resistance because we're not making things happen. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't make things happen. I'm all for creativity and hitting human potential. But we have to ask ourselves, to what extent are we doing it for the purpose of just doing it for the external versus something that is much deeper within ourselves?
So basically trying to get out of this whole autopilot situation that we're kind of conditioned to, or we have been conditioned into, essentially.
Deep, correct? Conditioning, absolutely. I mean, at the lowest level.
Yeah.
From the time we're born, right? We're being conditioned, programmed by unassuming parents, you know, friends, family, our environment, media, right? Advertising. So yeah, it's a very deep programming that needs to be recoded. Absolutely.
So what gave you, okay, so you reached that state of burnout and you had these questions in your mind. Okay, what is your purpose? What is your why? How did you find out? Because I'm sure it wasn't as easy as you wake up the next day and you realize what your why was. How did you figure it out? And I'm sure a lot of people are probably on that same, or currently there at the moment, okay, I know there's more to life than this, but how do I find my purpose? If they've been, let's say, asleep, how do they find
it? Let's call them sleepwalkers.
So how do you find your purpose? Where do you start?
So when it comes to burnout, I think, you know, to get out of burnout, you need support.
Okay.
You need someone to really reflect back to you what you're going through, your thoughts, right? Because when I was going through my burnout, I had a lot of chaos, right? So there are three stories that I share when I was going through my burnout. The first was this chaos that I had in my mind, right? Where I was trying to control things that were outside of my control. The reality is 80% of what I was trying to control was outside my control. So that was creating a lot of chaos. So that was the first step. So I'll give you an example. What happens when we're going through chaos is it affects our decision-making, especially for entrepreneurs. We start making decisions that are suboptimal in our business, in our life, in our health, And so I started making decisions that just did not make any sense. For example, I found myself at a crossroads at one point wherein I had to make a decision between being with my wife, who was 9 months pregnant with our first child, or jumping on a plane to chase a business deal.
Wow.
Now, I wouldn't be telling you the story, Nia, if I stayed back, right? I jumped on that plane to chase the business deal. And thinking that, you know what, I could do it all, right? There's nothing that I can't do. And I would make it back and, you know, I would bend reality to make sure that, you know, things just worked out in my favor. But I ended up missing the birth of my firstborn. Now, I pay for that. The price of that decision I pay for till today, because I think about that. Mm. Having said that, I won't go back. I wouldn't go back and change it because it's made me who I am today and it's given me the awakening that we talk about. So that was the first story. The second was around loose ends. Mm. I had a lot of loose ends, right? Things that were, now what are loose ends? Loose ends are, you know, a painting that you worked on, for example, that's half done, right? Or a book that you're reading. Or, you know, it could be something as trivial as your open tabs in your browser that you say you're going to get to, but you never do.
Oh my God, yes.
Right? So it could be a whole spectrum of things. It could be a business. It could be an idea, a project that you're working on. Now, what happens, there's a phenomenon called Zeigarnik effect. So science shows that anything that is unresolved, that is loose, that is incomplete, right? If you think of an open loop, right? The bottom is open, right? And what happens is we leak energy as a result. So I was leaking a lot of energy and I was wondering, like, why am I always exhausted? Why am I tired, right? And as an entrepreneur, the ultimate currency is energy, right? And I didn't have it for some reason. Like, I would get to my desk and I would fall asleep within 5 minutes at 8:30 in the morning. And by one, I was, you know, I was physically, emotionally, and mentally drained. And this went on for 3 years. So until I figured out that I had a lot of loose ends that I had to tie up. One of them was a relationship with a very close family friend, but a close family member. Mm. And, you know, one day she had said something to me that cut very deep. It was a very deep scar, which I carried with me for 3 years. It was an open loop. And subconsciously, it was draining me of energy. It was only when I closed the loop and reconciled and learned to forgive that I overcome that big loose end that was an energy drainer in my life. So to find your purpose, I mean, there are tools to use, but I would start off with these two tools, is writing down exactly what is causing chaos in your head. What are things that you're trying to control that's outside your control? That, you know what, no matter how hard you try, it's just not something that you can control. And letting it go. The second is, what are your loose ends, right? So just taking care of these two things, right? Asking yourself these deep, profound questions, clear up a lot of that mental chaos that creates a lot of mental, emotional, and physical drain.
That makes so much sense, because when we're thinking about chaos, especially about things that are not in our control, this is what we do a lot of the times. We're trying to control things that are just not in our control. And that essentially creates a lot of resistance within us. And that, again, affects our energy. And on top of that, when you have a lot of loose ends, even though you're not consciously thinking about it now, it's just like having those open tabs, which eventually gets super messy. And in the end, you're like, holy shit, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that in itself, even though you're not thinking about it at the moment, it's always there at the back of your head. So I can see what you mean by, before starting anything new, just having that cleansing process and making space for something new can definitely, definitely help.
Without a doubt.
So then what's next? Then, okay, let's say we've done the spring cleaning and now we got space. Now what's next?
So, I mean, in terms of, in what context?
So let's say especially if we're talking about someone who has just realized that this is not their purpose, that they're burnt out, they've identified what's causing chaos in their life, and they you know, cleared out their loose ends. How do you now find your purpose?
I don't think you look for your purpose. I think your purpose finds you when you're ready.
What do you mean?
So I think our purpose is already within us, right? It's not something we go out and seek. We don't search for it. It is revealed. And so it reveals itself when we are in a state of balance and congruence. When we're totally aligned, that's when our purpose reveals itself.
And how was that for you? How did you find your
purpose? So I'll give you an example. For me, when I found, so my burnout went on for, I call it a dark night of the soul. This was in 2009 to about 13.
Okay.
It went on for about 3 to 4 years. And this was back in the day when, you know, mindfulness, meditation, coaching, and self-development wasn't as mainstream as it is today, right? I mean, today you open Instagram and, you know, you see all sorts of different self-development tools and, and techniques.
Yeah.
Back then, it was few and far between, right? And so for me, it went on for about 4 years. Once I got out of the other side of my dark night of the soul, I realized that, you know, what I really enjoy is sharing my experience. And so I started mentoring entrepreneurs. And in the process, as I was mentoring entrepreneurs, I saw that, you know, as their businesses started scaling and, you know, as we were working on pricing strategy, go to market and all the, you know, the tools and strategies around business. And as their business started scaling, it was at the expense of everything else in their life. So their relationships, their health, all of those things started suffering as a result, right? So what I found was that as I was sharing my experience, I didn't have the tools. All I could do was really share my experience. I didn't have the tools, the interventions to actually help them through it. That's when I went deeper in my journey and I started seeing a coach. I started getting mentored myself, right? And I started picking up on all these tools. And I remember one of my coaches asked me, he said, "What are your limiting beliefs?" And I said, "Me? Limiting beliefs? I have none. I'm one of the most confident people I know." And he says, "Haha, yeah, sure. Okay, we'll see about that." The next day, he asked me the question again after a couple of interventions. And I wrote down 27 limiting beliefs.
Oh my.
So, you know, as I started creating space, I realized that there was just a lot more self-development work that I needed to do. And as I created this space, that's when I started experimenting and doing things that I enjoyed, or I thought that, you know what, this is something that I wanted to give back to the community, the entrepreneurship community. And so I started working on giving back, and one thing led to another. I realized that my purpose, my why is, so if there was an entrepreneur, a civil servant, a politician, a teacher, a doctor, a lawyer, think of every profession out there. If I could save one individual, it would be the entrepreneur. It would be the entrepreneur because the entrepreneur can recreate everything from scratch. But entrepreneurship is a really tough journey. It's a grind, right? There's this saying that entrepreneurship is like jumping off a cliff and figuring out how to build a plane before you hit ground. So by default, you're actually going to fail.
Wow. Right?
So to be able to balance the outer game of entrepreneurship, of growing a business, and the inner game, which is, you know, your, the dialogue that you're having with yourself,
the inner
your
belief,
self-esteem, your beliefs, your values, your belief structures, your why, right? To be able to really understand that, right? Because to me, the sustainable competitive advantage of a business is not in the business. It's actually, the sustainable competitive advantage is, you know, behind, or it's in between the ears of the entrepreneur, right? It's how they think and feel about themselves that really gives them that competitive edge.
Because it's essentially coming down to your beliefs or your inner reality create your outer reality.
Absolutely.
It's an absolute reflection.
Inside out game. It's not an outside in game. So, I mean, we're programmed to think that if this, then that, right? If I get this, if I only get this, then, you know, I've, then I'll be happy, or then I'll be fulfilled, or then I would have had the, you know, the accolades that I want, right?
Yeah.
But really, it starts within, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I love how that ties in so well with what the purpose as well, in the sense that when you feel burnt out, what you lack is motivation, like you said. Mm. And the reason is because it's so muddled up with all your internal limiting beliefs. Let's say, for example, if your reason for being an actor is so that you can get the validation from other people, then, and the minute that goes off, then where's your motivation? Like what do you do if that is satisfied, let's say? You know, it's like a never-ending journey with desire that's stemming from these limiting beliefs. But the minute you crack that code, then I feel like there's no way you can not have a purpose, or at least there's no way you can feel confused. What are your thoughts about that?
Then it reveals itself, like I said. Then you don't have to look for it. You don't search for it. It's within you. And, you know, it's very woo-woo to say that, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean by within me? Like, you know, and you know, if I would hear, or if my previous self could hear my current self talk about this, I would be like, what are you talking about, right? But it really is about the inner work,
yeah.
Right? It's all about the inner work, because this, you know, the self-development, I always talk about the self-development industry has figured out, it's a $2.5-3 billion industry, right? And they figured out that, you know what, they can just keep coming out with books around motivation and leadership and, you know, drive and find your purpose and your why. And all of that is external.
Yeah.
Right? They figured out that as long as they keep getting you to buy these books, you're going to keep buying the books, attending the workshops, you know, doing everything, listening to the podcasts, except this one, of course, right? This is the podcast that you need to be listening to. Nia. Illuminations in the house. Should we do a mic drop now? But, you know, they figured out that as long as they have, you know, they keep perpetuating all this content,
yeah,
you're going to keep buying it, right?
I never thought about it that way. Because it's,
but the problem is that's not sustainable. Yeah. So, you know, the more we get, the more we want.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as soon as we get, it's short-lived.
Mm.
Because it was not self-generated. And anything that's not self-generated in physics shows that it's not self-maintained, yeah. Right? So in order for you to find sustainable motivation, inspiration, it has to come from within.
Wow.
And it has to start with your why. So in my journey, when I work with entrepreneurs, the first thing we do, session one, is what's your why? Why do you exist?
Wow, that's so powerful. So tell us a little bit about, so I want to dive a little bit into the way you work with people. And you mentioned something about transformation architect. So what is that?
Okay.
And yeah, just, I'm curious to know.
Let's unpack the transformation architect.
Yeah.
Right? So coaching or coach, I find that I'm going to war with that word. And the reason I'm going to war with that word is because it's contaminated with so many different meanings, right? What does that really mean?
You throw a pebble and you hit three coaches.
Exactly. And you know what? They're all light workers, and God bless all of them. I think they're doing incredible work, and I think we need more light workers. But I wanted to create curiosity. Mm-hmm. I wanted to differentiate myself. So when you think of architecture, right? You look at architecture, and the first thing that strikes you, other than the aesthetics, is the foundation, right? There's integrity in the foundation. Mm. So an architect, when they have this vision of creating something from nothing, they first think about the foundation that they're gonna build this masterpiece on, right?
Yeah.
So as a transformation architect, what I'm doing is I'm bringing integrity, I'm bringing foundation to transformation, not change, because change is short-lived. So most people, I was just telling someone outside that most people who are trying to change, and I want to say the number is like 90 to 95%, right? We're all trying to change something in our life, be it our health, our career, our business, our spouse,
yeah.
our kids, yeah. right? People around us, things around us. But the reality is most of us are not going to succeed in making, in driving change because the motivation is external, right? Mm. So as a transformation architect, I try to go to the essence of why are you looking to change? And what are your filters in how you perceive reality?
Mm.
And when we get to the essence, the foundation, right? That's when transformation happens.
Wow.
Hence transformation architect.
Wow, I love that. That's so unique. And I think the name says it all. The transformation and the architect, that in itself creates this beautiful essence that you can tell how going to someone like yourself who's a transformation architect, you kind of know or you have a vague idea of what you're kind of getting yourself into, the kind of work, the foundation that you will be building exactly. for yourself, right?
Very well said. Can I take you with me next time someone asks me, what is a transformation architect? Nia,
I love
take it
that.
Away.
So tell me a little bit about your success stories about the clients you've worked with.
So I primarily work with entrepreneurs,
okay.
Entrepreneurs that are either about to go to through a burnout, are going through a burnout, or have just come out of a burnout.
Okay. And what are the symptoms like?
So symptoms are, again, you know, they're not able to make decisions. They, you know, just don't have that motivation to get to the office, to make decisions, to, they feel stuck. They feel fatigue, both emotionally, mentally. It can manifest in their health. So for me, when I was going through my burnout, I had lost 12 kilos in about 3 months.
Wow.
You know, I mean, nothing fit me. It was it was appalling what was going on. I was disintegrating inside. So that's definitely one of the symptoms of burnout is a physical manifestation of that decline.
Mm.
So that's basically... now, in terms of the entrepreneurs that I work with, so they're either going through something like this, okay. right? Or they're feeling stuck. They're feeling overwhelmed. They're not really sure what the next move is. They feel stuck. And so what we do is we start by working on the inner game.
Okay.
Right? The inner game of self-esteem. Because we look at the world through our inner game, the lens of our inner game, mm-hmm. right? And inner game being how you think and feel about yourself. It's that dialogue that's going on in between your ears. It could be an empowering voice that says, Nia, you got this. Nia, you are successful. Nia, you're smart. Mm. Nia, people love you, right? You are much more than you can imagine. But it can also be an incessant disempowering chatter. It can also say that, Nia, you know what?
You're not good enough.
You're not good enough, right? That's one of the most common
absolutely
stories that we tell ourselves, right? You're not good enough. Or one of my favorites, what if you fail? Well, you haven't even tried, right? So it can be an incessant chatter. It can be an empowering voice. Now, most entrepreneurs that I work with are coming to me because they have that incessant chatter going on in their mind.
Mm.
And it's about getting to the language. It's about really getting them to understand that language is what really creates our reality, right? We don't really think about it. So I'll give you an example. The other day, I have a client that I'm working with who we had a session for 9:59, right? My sessions start either 59 or 29. It's never rounded to the hour.
Okay.
And what that what does that tell you? If someone says, Nia, I'll meet you at 9:29, what does it tell you?
It tells me that you value time.
Okay.
You are accountable. You are efficient. You have great time management skills. You are proactive. You're not lazy.
Beautiful. And so, thank you for that. And so... When I, you know, give you a time for 9:29, right? And I had this client who showed up at 10:04. And I looked at him and I said, you know, it's 10:04. Now, no one died, right? No one died. But that doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for me because you tell me that you want to scale your business, you want to be more focused, you want to be more productive, right? But why should I believe that if you can't even keep time?
Yeah.
And then they think, okay, well, you know, but it's only 5 minutes. I know, but you also want to grow your business. You also want to be more productive and be more focused. So why should I believe those words? So what happens when we're out of integrity with a simple thing like time, then we end up self-sabotaging ourselves in ways that we don't even realize.
That is so powerful.
So it's bringing, and when I tell them this, they say, oh, I never looked at it that way, right? So it's like that snooze button, right? A lot of people snooze. And what happens when we snooze is we're telling our unconscious mind that, you know what? It's okay. It's fine, right? It's fine. So then the unconscious mind is now thinking, okay, well, you know what? That's okay. So that means everything else is okay, right? We compromise on other aspects of our lives. So that's when we have that leakage or when we're out of integrity.
Multiple tabs.
Yes. When we're out of integrity between our words, what we say and what we do.
Yeah.
So it's really getting them to understand. So you asked me about how do I approach coaching or I approach transformation. It's really the first step is really understanding that your words, your language is very, very powerful.
Because language has meaning and anything that has meaning is a thought and thoughts have vibration and vibrations create your internal
reality. Yeah.
Absolutely. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. All right. So,
Thank you. So for you,
the way you work with clients, it's about working with their inner game. And then what do you do?
So once we work on the inner game, we go through a series of interventions.
Okay.
Yeah, we go through. So I use a number of different modalities from NLP to quantum physics. All the tools that I use are all fully backed by science.
Yeah.
And so once we go through a series of interventions, we get to the essence of what needs to change, right? Why are we creating the reality that we're creating? Why do we feel stuck? Why do we feel stressed? Why are we overwhelmed, right? Because it's not in our nature to feel these things. These are all concepts, right? They don't really exist other than in our head.
Yeah.
So once we get to the root of these different limitations, we then start working. Then there's a total shift. You see a complete shift energetically from that entrepreneur and they start seeing their business scale, their relationships improve, their health starts improving. And really they're a new human being, right? They get an awakening that they've never experienced before. So I say that I give them or give their neurology a reset.
Wow.
Yeah. From there, we work on the outer game. So my background is in business. I've been an entrepreneur for the last 20 years. So we start then working on the business. But what I realized is once you work on the inner game, the business takes care of itself.
Wow. Yeah. That's powerful. And that's so inspirational as well. So what would you say are your top 5 tips for people who are currently going through a burnout or entrepreneurs or perhaps even working on their inner game? What are your top 5 tips? For anybody.
5 tips. Okay, well, let's start with one. Let's talk about problems because right now, you know, let's bring some compassion with what is going on in the world, right?
Yeah.
We're coming out of this pandemic. It's been, you know, we feel like we've lost 2 years of our lives, right? We're trying to reintegrate into reality, right? So a lot of problems. People are having a lot of challenges and issues at the moment. So I look at problems in 2 buckets. Either the problem is a limiting belief.
Yeah.
Right? So a belief that we have about ourselves that's creating this problem. Right? And if it's not a limiting belief, if you say, you know what, Darren, this problem, it's not a limiting belief. Okay. If it's not a limiting belief, then it would fall in the second bucket, where it's being created by an unprocessed emotion.
Oh, I love that.
So it's an emotion from the past, right? So what happens when we form, so we have five major emotions, right? Anger, anger, guilt,
helplessness,
sadness, right? Hurt. So what happens when we experience new anger, right? Let's say an incident that takes place that brings up anger.
Yeah.
If we have unprocessed emotions from the past
that resonate with that similar emotion.
Yeah. Our system just knows it as anger. It knows the resonance of anger. Yeah. So it conflates previous anger with current anger.
Yeah.
Which we then get to a point where we, you know, it seems amplified.
And
the problem becomes
triggered.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Exactly. We get triggered to the degree that we haven't resolved the unprocessed emotions from the past.
Makes somewhat sense.
So what I would say, one of the tips is, you know, for the listeners listening to this podcast, is to ask yourself, okay, write down all the problems that exist in your life at the moment, right? What are all the problems that exist?
Yeah.
And ask yourself, is this a limiting belief or is it an unprocessed emotion? And once you put it in different buckets, you get an understanding of yourself. You get to peel the first layer of really getting to the essence of finding your purpose.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's tip number one.
that's very powerful, honestly. It really, really is. I love the way you put it so, like, I love how you simplified it. And it makes so much sense because even though these are concepts that we cover in terms in a therapeutic setting, I love how this is exactly what you do as a coach with your clients as well. But it's very simplified and I love that.
Absolutely.
And tip number two.
So because, you know, it's the business behind the business.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's the most, it's the only sustainable competitive advantage. Every business competitive advantage will eventually be replicated and it will be done for less money, right? Your only sustainable competitive advantage is how you think and feel about yourself, right? The most important, you know, part of entrepreneurship is really managing your own psyche, right? As human beings, it's basically managing our own psychology every single day. It's that crazy roommate up there, right? It's like trying to, you know, that crazy roommate's never going to shut up, right?
Yeah.
They're going to keep going and going, right? People say, oh, I need to silence, you know, that inner voice. No, you can't. You can never silence the inner voice.
Yeah.
You can get to the point wherein the inner voice doesn't have much else to say because you've done the process of catharsis.
Yeah, right? And it's neutralized.
And it's neutralized. And you get to a state of homeostasis. It's like when you see, you know, a gazelle in the wild, right? Mm. And, you know, they're chomping on grass and all of a sudden they feel a predator behind them, right? And at that point, they run for their lives, right? So anatomically, what happens is we shut down when we're in stress, we shut down all of our growth systems.
Like digestion, right? And so on.
All of it, right? In order for us to pump blood through the extremities to be able to
run,
right?
Yeah.
And what happens is once that gazelle feels that they're no longer in danger, they start chomping on grass again, right? Immediately.
Mm.
Have you ever seen that in National Geographic?
Yeah.
They just start chomping
on
grass again and they get back into the state of homeostasis. Problem with humans is that we don't shift that quickly. So in the work that I do, it's, you know, it's not that you're not going to get triggered. You're going to continue to get triggered as you play a bigger game, right? As you create, as you challenge yourself, as you put yourself in situations that's going to stretch you and grow you. Mm. But the trick is not to, it's to get to homeostasis a lot quicker than you would in the past. Basically regulating yourself a lot quicker.
Got you. Yeah. And I can imagine how, imagine living under stressful conditions or constantly being stressed for a big part of your life, that now becomes a norm for you. And it's almost like you don't know what it's like without feeling stressed anymore.
Absolutely.
And there's no longer that state of homeostasis without this stressful environment, stressful condition. So you're constantly manifesting issues or challenges that you need to overcome because that being stressed becomes part of your identity.
Yeah.
And this is where your inner game and the self-work comes in.
Yeah. People tell me, you know what, stress is, it keeps me on edge. It actually motivates me. I say stress is stupid. There's really no reason to be stressed.
Yeah. It's right? The association they've made with it, right?
If it they is. Yeah, absolutely. But there's really no reason to be. I mean, if you understand what's going on physiologically when you're stressed,
yeah,
right? It's not good for the system.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
We age. I mean, there's so many different things that happen behind the curtain.
Absolutely.
That is not, that doesn't serve our purpose.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, I could speak to you for ages, Dhiren, but unfortunately we've run out of time. But we would love to have you back again, probably for another topic, another episode. So until then, I would have to say goodbye. But before we finish, any last words to our listeners?
Last words for your listeners. I would suggest that all your listeners get a writing analysis from Nia. Okay, so before we started, she analyzed my writing by asking me to write down half a page and revealed to me things about my psyche that I had not gone to in a while.
That's really sweet of you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And
thanks
you
for having me.
Of course. It was a pleasure. I absolutely enjoyed this conversation. And thank you to all our listeners. Hopefully catch you soon with another episode, with another topic. Until then, stay safe and live life.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.